This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,088. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink it and drunk.
All right, here we go to Montana, where motorists witness an escaped elephant walking down the street. Meanwhile, in Texas, the U.S. Coast Guard seizes 460 pounds of illegal meat. Local authorities catch three men suspected of stealing crabs and pots. A couple gives up $24 million to hike the country and to sleep in cots. And a woman brings her dead uncle to a bank to try to get a loan. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, what do Kanye West, Adrian Brody, Martin Lawrence, Chevy Chase, Steven Seagal, and Rage Against the Machine all have in common? Well, they've all been banned from Saturday Night Live. Different specifics in each case, but essentially, all of them proved to be too douchey to deal with. And let's face it, being a douche, good way to get yourself banned. Think about how many airline passengers and fast food customers have gotten themselves banned for being an insufferable a-hole. And being an insufferable douche isn't the only way to get yourself banned. The NBA just banned Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter, not for being douchey, but because of illegal betting on NBA games that he played in. And the NBA wanted to make it very clear, no. Our refs do that, not the players. But he has now been banned from the NBA for life. So that's another way to get banned. Now, you can also get kicked out for, well, looking like a prostitute. That's according to WWE star when Chelsea Green. She was kicked out of a bar in New York City after being accused of being an escort because of the way she was dressed. And I do not know what she was wearing, but security escorted her out because they thought she straight up was a hoe. And then we have the French couple. They have been permanently banned from keeping pets. You see, they lived with seven dogs and an 861-square-foot apartment. And in addition to the seven dogs, they also shared the apartment with 159 cats. Needless to say, it wasn't the most sanitary situation, and they earned themselves a ban. And we're talking today about getting banned, fired, kicked out of someplace. Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone else. But today's question is, what did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, Michelle, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4088. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it, but you find people in the news doing bad things.
Oh, yeah.
And you bring us three stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How brutal is it this week?
How'd you put it earlier today, Mike? There are some bad people.
Yeah.
Some bad people in the world. They're not the worst, but they're bad.
They're out there.
They're out there.
All right. Yeah. Who's Next Last coming up, and also we'll have some updated locations for the brand new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Hopefully, if you made it to the game last night or you're there this afternoon, you found us in a couple of the sections there at T-Mobile Park. Mm-hmm. We've got tons of grocery stores adding it, tons of bars adding it, and not so far down the line, another announcement coming up as far as a little Men's Room bar adventure, so to speak.
Bar adventure, I like
bar
that.
Bar adventure is what we'll call it on the Men's Room World Tour. So all that is coming up. And today we're going to talk about people getting banned, fired, or kicked out. This is kind of a shocker. As Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter's NBA career came to an abrupt end today, the 24-year-old was banned for life from breaking gaming rules. The league said an investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and betting on NBA games, including his own team, and betting on them to lose. The league said that before a March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health status to an individual he knew to be an NBA bettor. He took himself out of that game after less than 3 minutes, saying he didn't feel well. And an individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor won $1.1 million with an $80,000 parlay.
Damn.
The bet, wagering that Porter would underperform. The league said the payout was frozen due to unusual activity, and it was told about suspicious bets on Porter's performances by licensed sports betting operators and an organization that monitors legal betting markets.
Damn, man.
24 years old, spent his whole life playing basketball, good enough to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, you can't, look, man. If you're going to bet on your own team and then you sabotage your own team to win money, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be, like I said, now, the officials in the NBA, they've been running this game for years, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, as a player, you can't do it.
He used the buddy's account.
Or you can't get caught.
And listen, like for years, right, there's always the Pete Rose stuff. I am not a Pete Rose fan.
Right.
Like there is much worse people in the Hall of Fame. They have a few cardinal rules. One is you can't bet on baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a manager, he did.
That's right. Exactly. So it's not a big ask. My brother, look, he's in the NFL. I guess during the offseason, maybe he can. But he said, like, you can't even, if he's doing a Seattle game, he's like, I could not go to Muckleshoot. I can't be there. Even if I'm playing the slot machines, it has nothing to do with sport. They can't gamble at all. They can't.
Yeah.
He said when they get the games in Vegas, you know, the players get excited for obvious reasons, but he's like, you know, all of us, we're older. We're not trying to, like, snort coke and find prostitutes on the strip, but who doesn't want to just go in and play slots?
Well, like,
we can't. Dude, and even a slot machine, yeah, it's like, it's
your flight's delayed for 2 hours. You're in the airport.
And you can't pull a
you
slot.
You can't go and even play any of those
slots
in there.
Oh, trust me. It's like, it's annoying for that very reason. Like, you know, you're leaving Vegas, flight delayed. Everyone else is pulling slot machines. It has nothing to do with my job at all. But, man, if you got popped on it, that the end of your career, period.
Right. Or even like just, I mean,
certainly can't bet on the freaking game.
The perception of even sitting at the bar and having a few drinks before you get on a flight. I'm sure that's fine. I'm just saying the perception of it.
They do that. I've gotten some phone calls from him where, like, hey, man, a flight's delayed. Did you see the game? Like, he thinks he's keeping it together.
Okay, all right.
Obviously, he's a couple of sheets to the wind.
Good. Well, he used a buddy's account to place 13 bets on NBA games in the first 3 months of this year. Now, he did not play in any of those games, but three bets were multi-game parlay bets that did include one Raptors game in which Porter bet that the Raptors would lose. The league noted that Porter lost all three bets. Nothing more important than protecting the integrity of NBA competition for our fans or teams, blah, blah, blah. He is the brother of Denver Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr. and did not play for the Raptors again after the NBA investigation was launched.
How do they figure this all out? Just because his partner is a known NBA bettor?
Basically, what was...
And he's doing too well?
They have people that monitor suspicious behavior.
All right.
And when someone wins $1.1 million on an 80,000 parlay that said that Porter is going to underperform, then there are multiple bets on just this guy's individual performances that seem a little bit suspicious.
Okay. Right, because he checks himself after 3 minutes of a game and goes, I don't feel well.
Yeah. And that's what you bet on.
Right, right. So now all of a sudden, they probably notice at some point during the day, like, that's odd. There's $80,000 bets involving him not scoring well.
Okay. There's one thing that I could bet last night that Golden State beats the Kings.
All right.
Which they did not. I could also bet that Thompson could not hit a three-pointer to save his life, which he could not.
Sure.
But if I bet on that, and for some reason it's suspicious because this guy is normally 5 for 7 or 6 for 10 from the three-point line, all of a sudden, I mean, he threw up 8 bricks last night easily. But if that's consistent and that kind of stuff keeps happening, there's somebody out there that goes, wait a minute, we need to look into this because this is a guy that the previous three games, he's been on fire. This one game.
That you bet all this money on.
He bricks 8, and there's a parlay on it. You know, there's...
I don't know, it just feels like we're hating on Klay Thompson.
No, I'm just saying...
He was shockingly bad last night.
He was shockingly bad. That's what I'm saying. You could bet
I'm sure they checked the bet.
You could bet on all kinds of different stuff.
I wonder if that's why Shaq's like, listen, I could hit a free throw anytime I want. We always bet that I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, well, damn, Shaq.
Right. Well, like, there was a guy a couple weeks or a couple nights ago that missed two free throws so everybody in the arena could get free chicken.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah. But
we knew that. Okay, right. And never forget, Mike, I know you haven't seen it.
It became a crowd favorite real quick.
You've seen Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Right? Famous movie, right? I mean, all the drug dealing, all the crime and stuff. They kind of gloss over it in the movie. The reason they got caught was they were shaving points on Boston College hoops games.
Oh, right, right.
And somehow it got to the feds, and the feds were like, oh, we can get him on this.
Right. Now, if you wanted to bet on Draymond Green getting kicked out of the game in the first half.
I'd take that bet.
That's not suspicious.
Right. He does it all the time.
Or punches someone in the face during the course of the game. I'll take that bet.
Yeah. Or how many threes Curry will put up. Mm-hmm. That's a legitimate bet. But the fact that this guy who's just like a 6th, 7th player off the bench or maybe even a starter, but the fact that he's going to excuse himself from the game after 3 minutes and there's that kind of bet on the table.
Right. The prop bets are the tough ones.
And they look at him. They have to. Now we have a very unusual story as we head north.
By the way, real quick, someone says, who is Steve's brother? My brother is an NFL referee. Mm-hmm. And that is why they cannot do any kind of gambling at all. Mm-hmm. And he can't play frickin' roulette. Think about that. Well, you're an NFL. What does this have to do with football? Doesn't matter.
Yep. Hey, look, my brother is an administrator of school. He has 2 phones because he doesn't trust the jokes that me and my friends will send him.
Well, probably because the school is paying for the other phone.
But, I mean, no, he just went and bought one.
Oh, okay.
So he has, like, a burner phone. Is a burner phone for you and your friends, or is a burner phone for school?
No. He has basically an extra phone just for, like, me, a couple of my cousins, and our friends.
Well, what did you say the one time? It was great. Like, you called your buddy Bernie, and he just says, first words, Ted, my kid's in the car. Before you even say anything, letting you know.
But I was like, really? He's like, you never know this day and age. He's like, if somehow I got fired, they could go and look at you. He's like, I can't, like, his work uses his other phone. So he's like, I just bought a separate one because I just know you guys.
That is safe.
What you're going to say.
Right? Now we head up the road to a beautiful Victoria, British Columbia.
Yes.
What an amazing, cool city that is. And there was a celebrity in town for a little bit. His name was Emerson, and he's a pseudo-celebrity. He is the resident elephant seal of British Columbia's capital city, Victoria. Really loves his chosen hometown. Really likes it. Last week, conservation officers decided that Emerson's penchant for hanging out in the city flower beds, parks, and roads was not the best suited to the longevity of the animal and decided to give him a little ride to a remote beach.
Right.
95 miles away.
Okay.
So they basically took him up Vancouver Island a ways, right? Okay. 5 days later, the 500-pound animal was back in the city limits, according to The Guardian, meaning he clocked about 19 miles a day to get back to where he wanted to be.
Open it.
I was pretty floored. I got the email on the weekend and said to myself, there is absolutely no way it could be him already. That from fishery officer Morgan Van Kirk. He was one of the people who helped relocate Emerson. But yeah, this is his home. He's letting us know that. Emerson's vibrant social life is complicated by the fact that he's currently molting or shedding tissues like skin and whiskers, which saps a lot of his energy. However, that did not stop him.
I'm so tired shedding whiskers.
Since he's just done this big journey, we don't want to put too much extra pressure on him in case he does want to come back. Officials
obviously he wants to come back. He came back.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you already tried and he's back.
He came back. You know he wants to be here.
And officials also dealing with the public that's pushing the limits with a very large wild animal because he's a celebrity. So they're thinking they can approach the animal or introduce their dog.
That is not how that works.
He doesn't know he's a celebrity.
No. Right.
They've tried to pet him and once even trying to get a kid to touch his nose and tried to put a kid on the back for a picture.
Are you being serious right
yes,
now? Yes. A 500-pound sea lion.
According to Van Kirk, that usually never ends well for either the people or the animals. And it could lead to injuries or worse for people or the animals involved.
You think even the kids are like, Dad, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think I should touch his nose.
Yeah. And one marine biologist said, like, look, this is where Emerson lives. Obviously, this beach has everything he needs to survive and all he wants right now. He has picked a great spot, so he's determined that he's going to stick with it. So after removing this thing 95 miles up the coast to a different beach 5 days later, this thing found its way back after being kicked out, essentially, of Victoria.
He's got to be getting ass. I think he's getting sea lion ass, right? I mean, I think any mammal, if it's like, look, I'm getting laid, and it's that time of the year, wherever you take it, it's going back to the spot where the ass is.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just his home.
And it's home. He doesn't know why you're moving him. He doesn't know he's a celebrity, and he does not want your damn kids touching his nose or on his back.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to meet your dog. Why would people just assume that it's friendly because everyone knows it's there? Right? If there's a polar bear wandering around Seattle, and we all give it a name, it doesn't make the polar bear nice. It just means we call it a name.
Right. Yeah. Now we go to a story that happened before the WWE event in New York, where star Chelsea Green appeared to be involved in a situation at a hotel.
She's hot.
As WrestleMania 40 was going on, Green wrote on X she was kicked out of the hotel after being accused of being an escort because of what she was wearing. She says, quote, man, one night you're wrestling at Barclays Center, having the time of your life. The next thing, you're being kicked out of the Fairmount and accused of being an escort because of your outfit. Life is funny. Maybe next year I won't celebrate WrestleMania weekend at the Plaza Hotel. Speaking of Victoria, they also have a fair amount. We have one down the street here.
Yeah, we do.
Very fancy, schmancy hotels.
Yeah, it's kind of what they're known for.
Stayed at a Fairmount in Toronto.
The former women's tag team champion explained to TMZ Sports that she went with a friend to the Plaza Hotel Champagne Bar for a drink before they were going out to a Broadway show. She said they were asked to leave because they were not guests of the hotel. Green said another patron saw the ordeal play out and invited her and her friend, and security yelled something like, we aren't playing your games, and we know what you're doing here. She said she believed security thought she was an escort. She added that she was embarrassed over the situation, and when she tried to go to the desk to speak to a manager about the issue, security guards allegedly chased her down and told her to leave. She said when she was finally able to speak to someone, security guards laughed off her claims. The pro wrestler said she's confident surveillance footage was going to back up her story. Fairmount Hotels, which manages the Plaza, did not respond to comment. Matt Cardona, Green's wrestling husband, who recently made a surprise appearance on All Elite Wrestling's Collision, joked, I thought it was bad when they allowed a 10-year-old to check in without his dad. Green was...
that's pretty good callback out of him.
Green was a tag team champion with Sonya Deville, but after an injury, Piper Nevin replaced her as tag team champ. Yeah. So there you go on that. So that's a different kind of way to be kicked out of some place.
Right, the assumption that you're a hooker. Like, I'm not. Well, mm-hmm. The way you're dressed, that's the way she dresses.
Well, right. And she plays a hot chick, kind of the mean girl of the WWE. And even then, like, when it comes to scantily clad, one, she's not even up there with the scantiest of clad. And two, I can't see her wearing that just in her everydays either. And
did you see the picture she posted with it?
No, I did not.
She's in, like, a mini dress, heels, and like a short top. And then I guess she had, that's her boyfriend's blazer over top of it or all whatever. Right. Also, this just tells me if you want high-end escorts in New York, you go to that hotel. You
go to the Fairmont, yeah.
It's enough of a problem where they're kicking out people who aren't working.
Yeah, yeah, she is, she's easy on the eyes. I'd never seen her before. Then Mike showed me a picture. I'm like, yeah, if she's a prostitute, she's getting our money. So that's basically my position. So, I think if I were at that bar and I heard that, I'd be like, wait a minute, ma'am, I'm sorry this happened to you. Side question, are you actually a prostitute? And if you are, how much?
Right.
She's that good.
Yeah.
Then I'd get my ass kicked.
So Saturday, I witnessed a couple get escorted out of a bar that I stopped into after I got done playing a little golf. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stop and get some food, get some chicken wings. Just relax for a minute. It's a nice sunny day.
Yeah.
Just going to hang out, get a beer, chill out for a little bit. So, couple beside me. Now, the woman is doing that thing where she has turned the bar stool all the way, so all I see is her back of her head. But she's still kind of in my space a little bit, all right? Which is annoying as hell, because it's like, I got hair flipping at me, I got, her scooting back, she's got, like, stuff in my front area and all that stuff. But they're going at it. And apparently they've been there for a while.
Okay.
I find this out after the fact. They've been there for, like, 2.5 hours.
Are they, like, yelling at each other?
Apparently she wanted to break up with this guy.
Okay.
But they were in town from San Diego, from what I understand.
All right.
You can't just wait till you get back.
I don't know what was going on, but she was like, just, you got to stop. And he goes, chop, 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 chop. He's just going. I really can't hear too much of what's going on. But either way, like, now they start to get louder.
All right.
There's a couple bartenders in the front. Everybody, I'm the closest person to them. And this guy said something really inappropriate. I'm like, whatever the deal was.
Do you remember what it was?
I do basically remember what it was. It involved a C word and a couple other things.
Oh, that's one way to guarantee the breakup.
So I lean forward a little bit. I go, hey, buddy, man. I said, go easy here, or take it outside, or go back there and sit at a table because no one wants to hear your ass.
And that's coming from Miles Montgomery.
That's coming from me.
You don't understand.
But this has been going on.
If Miles is telling you that what you said is inappropriate, you're way out of line.
This has been going on for 20 minutes, and she is trying to calm him down and do that stuff. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just thinking to myself,
what does he say to you when you say that?
He said, stop eavesdropping on the conversation. And I said, I can't hear your conversation. I just heard what you just said because you spoke up. And don't talk to her like that. You know what I mean? So she like turns around, finally looks at me because she hasn't been facing me the entire time after 20
minutes. Was she like, ugh?
So then the bartender goes, and they I don't know if they were checking their tab or whatever the deal was to see if they cashed out or if they were looking to see how much they drank. I don't know, but like two or three of them huddle up near the cash register. And now he's really going at it with her. So the one guy goes, all right, look, he said, you need to cash out now. You need to get the hell out of here. And he's like, I already gave you my card, and they checked. And apparently he paid for an initial check maybe an hour ago, but they had kept piling on the drinks afterwards. So they're on tab number two.
All right.
So it gets to the point where he's like, this guy over here, you know, he's trying to get involved in the conversation. And I took my hat off, and I took my glasses off, and I get up, and I take my jacket off, and I'm like, I'm going to knock this. I'm going to jail right now. I'm going to kill this flat brim hat wearing mother. I'm going to knock him out, California guy. So he stands up and immediately takes out his wallet, and he starts throwing money at the bartenders, crumbling up money and throwing it at him.
Why did she want to break up with this guy? I'm just not tracking.
That's how he's going to pay for his tab, I'm guessing, by throwing money.
Yeah.
So he's that guy. So he throws a 20 at me. Of course, I snatch it and give it to the bar, like, here.
I'm a captain. You kidding me?
And I'm thinking to myself, and I have another guy, my buddy, holding me back, kind of like, all right, you're not gonna go to jail right now. And eventually they came over, and the manager's like, you need to leave now. And she's like, I told you if you didn't shout out, blah, blah, blah. So this whole thing goes out, and they get escorted outside, and I'll be damned if they just didn't stand there, like, in the doorway and continue this conversation.
What kind of, is it like a bar? Like a bar and restaurant?
For another 10, 15 minutes. You know, like they just, and you could still hear them. Like, everybody in there could still hear them outside because the doors are open. It's a sunny day. So then eventually, another person has to go out there. Like, one of the cooks, a big dude, and say, you guys need to get out of here. You need to leave. Like, get out of here. Like, go somewhere else.
You know it's bad when they grab the cooks.
Walk down the road. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this guy was a large man.
Yeah.
You know, he's making very good chicken wings. He's going to kill you. You know, so I'm just like, oh, my God. But I swear to God, it took me, like, 15 minutes to calm down after that because I was so pumped up and ready to just jump this guy. It took a while for my adrenaline to kind of go down. So I'm like, I'll take another double.
Yeah.
Like, I need to calm the hell down, man. And then I took another double, and they were still out there. And I'm like, I'm just going to walk out there and knock this guy out and shut him up. I did not do any of those.
That's the right call.
Yeah, it was the right call. But he kind of squared up on me, and I was like, oh, man, like, I'm going to drop you. I'm going to knock you the hell. I'm just so mad right now. There's no way you can beat my ass. You know what I mean? I'm just pure anger based on the conversation you had.
I remember feeling that once, and then damn near getting my nose broken.
Oh,
I am so mad, pal. Jesus Christ.
Trust me.
I'm not that mad anymore.
I've lost more fights than I've been in.
Yeah.
But I still had the confidence.
Right. You know? That's the thing. You're so confident. You're so mad.
I'm going to kill him.
God, Jesus. Oh, man.
That little guy's got a hell of a
ride. He's fast.
What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-8.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
103 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I got a triple play for you. My wife and I go out a fair amount around Seattle. So the first story is we went on a boat party on Lake Union. And midway through the boat party, some girl drank way too much. She was puking in a garbage can. And so they actually had to pull the boat over and let her off the boat. So she got kicked off for drinking too much.
I mean, that's a bonus to it being in Lake Union.
Because
it's small.
You can get her ass off the boat. Yeah.
But yeah, so we pulled up. The captain said, hey, we got to pull over. We got to get this girl off the boat. So there was EMS waiting for her. So
Jesus.
The second story, after we went to the boat party, we got off at like 11:30, and we went to Cowgirls in downtown Seattle.
Yep.
And as we were waiting in line, the bouncers tossed some guy out who drank too much, and they pepper sprayed him, I guess, because he was laying on the curb just crying and people were stepping over him.
That's always a good look.
So that's the second story. So after Cowgirls closes at 2, and so we went down the street to the Monkey Loft because they're open until 4. And at Monkey Loft, some girl was on something and she was dancing next to us, and her shirt fell open, and my wife like closed it because it was hung up on her piercing. and then she started dancing on this pole, like licking the pole. And security said, all right, you got to go. So in one night, we went to 3 different places and watched 3 different people get kicked out.
Damn.
I mean,
damn,
the boat's a little crazy. Not that it gets cowgirls. But I don't know. I've seen more. That's like if I'm going to see somebody get thrown out, it's that bar.
I'll say, well, how much do you have to drink to get thrown out of there?
You know what I mean? I think people just can't handle it. It's going to be a younger crowd.
For sure.
Yep.
They get up and dance on the stage, and it's like people cannot handle it. Right? I've seen people smack a girl in the butt, get thrown out.
Get thrown out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, it's nothing that they're doing. I just feel like, I don't know what
them.
It is.
It's like going to Vegas. You know, people just kind of lose
their
sense.
As soon as you walk in, there's a huge testosterone level.
Oh, yeah. It goes right through the roof. Hey, Dave, let me ask you this. You said girl's dancing and her shirt flies up. You got hung up on her piercing and your wife closed her shirt. Were you upset that your wife closed her shirt?
A little bit, to be honest. A little bit.
Yeah. I feel it because I'm thinking like, babe, just let her be.
Dave, have you ever been kicked out or banned from anywhere?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm 53, my wife's 52, and we party responsibly, but we get to see a lot of crazy people. I mean, don't get me wrong. We drink a lot, but...
But never in your life. Not 21-year-old Dave.
No.
Never been banned anywhere.
No. Okay. Nope. I'm a pretty responsible drunk.
All right. Okay.
I mean, hey, shout out. I'm happy you made it down the Monkey Loft, man.
I'll tell you what, I want to get you a coffee mug that says responsible drunk.
Right on. I'm down. Let's do it.
That's what I'm saying. It's that number one dad and all that crap, you know, something that's worthwhile. Responsible drunk. Man, most of the times I've been kicked out are probably 40s and 50s. You know, I mean, in my 20s, I mean, you rage a lot harder. You go absolutely mad, just like anyone in their 20s, but I don't recall really getting booted out of places.
Okay.
You know, but somehow in my 40s and 50s, I have been kicked out of multiple places, whether a hotel in Sacramento.
That's right.
A bar that shall remain nameless.
They were decent. Locally. They were decent in Sacramento, though. They let you spend the night, and then they waited until the morning.
Yeah, like I said, it's weird. Here's the thing. I'm blacked out drunk, so I have no idea what happened. Just the phone in the room rings, which to me is never a good sign. I'm just like, okay. So I pick it up and, like, hello? Is this Mr. Hill? So, yeah, hi, this is the general manager. Could you come down and meet me this morning? So now I'm just
the GM.
Oh, it was the GM, dude. So I'm just
that
like, oh, no. And, again, I have no idea what the hell has happened. So I said, look, give me like 30 minutes, man. Because I got to like shower and get a cup of coffee. I'm feeling rough. They're like, hey, take your time. They were very cordial. And I went down, pulled me into this private room. She was very kind. I think she was waiting for me to like freak out on her. But I wasn't at all. I just said, well, what happened? She goes, sir, I don't know the entirety of it, but I do know that it was a rather large disturbance. I just said, all right, man, I can live with that. Whatever you say I did, I probably did. I don't remember. I said, do I need to stay at a different hotel? She goes, I think that would be best. Okay. No problem.
Yeah.
At least not for me. Then I had to call the wife and say, hey, babe, can you grab American Express? You got to book me at a different hotel. What's wrong with the hotel you're at? Said, there's nothing wrong with the hotel I'm at. I've been kicked out. Like, why? I said, I don't know. I mean, I blackout drunk. I didn't do anything good. I can tell you that. So, but I said, look, man.
I've never heard that one. I like that one.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. You know, but I have to believe them. And it doesn't sound like something out of character for me. I'm just saying I can't remember. I was blacked out drunk. She was not super pleased, but I stayed at a different hotel. That was the worst part. You know what I mean? It's almost like when, you know, the cops pull you over as a kid. We could take you to jail or take you to your parents. Any idea of facing your parents, you know, with the cops behind you?
Yep.
It's terrifying. I'm just looking at my phone like, I'm going to have to call my wife. And I got to be honest about this. Yeah. So she was mad, but she couldn't get super mad because I had no story to tell her. You know, I'm like, babe, look, I don't know, man. Well, how much did you drink? Enough that I don't remember what the hell happened last night. And it was bad enough that I got kicked out of the hotel. That's all I can tell you. I really don't know. She was not pleased, but I'm like, well, you know, sorry.
I've been kicked out of places, but I've never been, as far as being banned, the one that still burns me the most is when we were in Baltimore. There was a takeout place, man, and they had great pizza. They had subs, hot subs, grinders, gyros. And it was a who's who of all the delivery food that you would want. And I typically would order from there maybe a couple times a week, definitely on the weekend watching NFL football.
Yeah.
Or on a lazy Saturday.
Sure.
Get a pizza, get a cheesesteak, get whatever you want. Mount Washington pizza. So I put in an order, and the order is like $24. Okay. So all I have is a 50.
All right.
And at that time, I did not have enough money in my checking account to actually cover the $23.
Okay.
I had cash. That was all I had. I had like three 50s. That was my money, and I needed it until payday.
Who gives out 50s?
I had 50s. I don't know.
I mean, you get a $100 bill before you get a 50.
I had four $50.
It's a different time.
I guess.
It was. It was weird. So I order the food. The food's $23. The guy shows up, and I'm like, here's 50 bucks. He's like, I don't have any change. And I'm like, well, you know, this is...
How does it not have change?
That's like double the... tip on the, you know, it's $23. It's a $50 bill, man. Yeah, like I was like, can you just come back, man, when you're in the area? I'm going to be here all, you know, afternoon or whatever the deal is. Just bring me my change, man, and I'll tip you out of that. He's like, no, man, can't do it. And I'm like, so I'm going to give you $50 for $23 worth of food. He's like, you're either going to give me that money or I'm going to take the food back. And I'm like, Jesus God, all right. So like, I'm like, take the food back. You know, I'm like one of those guys.
Well, I'm not going to give him 50 bucks.
So I call him out Washington Pizza. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. Your driver just came here. And at the time, the drivers were the drivers who worked there, who made the food too and everything else. It wasn't like DoorDash or any of that crap. So I call up and they're like, you are banned. And I'm like, I have a $50 bill. Someone needs to bring me back change, man. I'll tip the guy out. Like, no, you are forever banned from out Washington Pizza. And
you were like, forever banned for that.
I was forever banned for that. So then, like, of course...
I mean, is there more to the story that we're not hearing?
No. Like, I swear to you.
I slashed his tires.
I swear to you.
Punched him in the ribs.
I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, I was trying to be as convenient as I could. Like,
sure.
You're in this area. You're going to drive by this road. You can stop and bring me the change. You know, I trust you with a 50.
Yeah, I'm giving you 50. I'm trusting.
If you just bring me back the change, you know, not a big deal. He's like, no. So I called up and told him, like, you're banned. So a week goes by, and I'm like, so now my girlfriend's over, and so we want to order food. So she puts in this long order, and he's like, all right, what's your phone number? She gives a phone number. All right, what's your address? Puts in my address. Oh, no, that address is bad. I mean, like, she was on the phone for like five minutes. And then, like, and she's like, all right, can I just come can we come and pick the food up? He's like, no, you're banned.
You can't even
pick couldn't even go there and get the food. Because I even tried, I was like, look, man, I said, even at the time when I called him right after that, after the incident, I said, I will drive to your location. I will hand you the $50. I want my food, and then could you give me the change, and then I will tip the driver accordingly. No, you can no longer come in. You are banned. And I'm like, damn it. Like, this is like my one to go place. This is the place that I can count on when I'm effed up and I just want to get some food delivered to my house. And I couldn't figure out what the fury was. I couldn't figure
out. Did you ever piece together exactly what made them so angry?
The guy was just mad at me because he wanted me to give him the whole money and just say, keep the change or whatever.
No.
I'm like, dude, you don't understand. Like, that's double the cost of the order, and I need the money because I don't have enough in my checking account to even write you a check.
Right.
So, yes, trust me. I need every one of these dollars. I'll give you $5 on a $23 order, whatever, $6. But, you know, like, I'm not giving you the rest of the money, man. I'm not giving you $37 as a tip.
But who does delivery and doesn't bring change? You know what I mean? Just like I had a cab in Baltimore. Did not get to that level, but the guy, I don't remember what I had. Say I had a 20 and maybe, I don't know, $8 ride or something like that. But say, he's like, oh, I can't make change. I said, then you just gave me a ride for free. And we sat there, silence for about 15 seconds. What do you know? We had change. Amazingly,
yeah, I mean, back in the day when I took cabs, like, there was a couple of those experiences where it's like,
yeah, like, then you gave me a free ride and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I bet you have change when I mention I'm about to step out of your cab and not pay you. And then all of a sudden, what do you know? They reach into the wallet, boom, presto. I've got change.
God, that pissed me off.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It was too.
One, don't not have change if you're doing delivery. I would assume that happens probably 80% of the time, especially back then, before you said pre-DoorDash, not everyone's ordering thing on credit cards. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it was a cash transaction. I never had a delivery guy that could not make change.
Okay, so 3 weeks.
I mean, Miles, I know this hurts, but to their credit, whether they're right or wrong, obviously the band worked that you're still talking about.
I know.
All right.
Oh, yeah. They knew they got you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, this guy.
Yeah.
How can we screw him over that he'll be pissed for years?
I don't think they had caller ID. I really don't. Because, okay, so 3 weeks later. So I'm like, the hell with it. I'm going to stop by. I'm just going to get some food.
Right.
That's it, man. So
you're that determined to get food for me.
Well, because it was close. It's pizza. The pizza was really good. I could also get a Philly cheesesteak. Like, if I went there, I had food for the next day.
Right.
Essentially.
I mean, it's like, right, like I was talking on the East Coast. Like, a lot of places we would get sandwiches for Chinese joints. This one's just Indian and then pizza and all the stuff.
Flip the menu and you get pizza.
And the fries were great. Like, everything was great. So I'm like, all right, I am going to go. I'm going to put my order in. Pizza, fries, cheesesteak, whatever it was, gyro. Baklava, by the way, which was fantastic.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, so I call in the order for pickup, right? Okay. So I'm like, all right, I got this. So I walk in the door. This place is, it's like a shopping mall. And when you see it from the front, it's one story. But if you go around to the back, it drops down, and there's a backside with two stories, all right? And down the bottom is Mount Washington Pizza. So I pull around. I pull right in front of the door. I walk in, and the first guy that I see is the guy that came and brought my food, who delivered the food for me. And he looks at me and goes, out, you are banned. And I'm like, I can't even get it to go. And he's like, out now. And he takes off his bib, like he puts it over his head,
like he's gonna beat your ass.
He unties it, man. He starts walking around the corner, out, you out. And I'm just like, damn it, you gotta be kidding me, man. I couldn't even go in and pick food up.
No,
he's like, no, you out now, banned. And I'm like, oh, my God in heaven. Like, I can't even, like, I got money.
Then do you have change?
The food was on the counter. You've already made it. Like, I can see the order. You know what I mean? Like, I called it in.
Damn, man.
25 minutes ago.
I mean, I've definitely, there's been times I've been asked politely to leave a bar.
Sure.
20s. But I don't know that I've been banned from somewhere.
No, I think I'm pretty sure that's
the
only
place. I
guess
maybe the Raven Stadium. Is Bernard and I, after a Orioles game, tried to, like, he hopped the fence and went down the field grab grass. And then when he came out, the little whatever cops they are, or two fivers, I don't even know if they're real cops.
Security guard, I guess.
Yeah, they, like, wrote it down and they were like, you guys can't come back here for a year. I mean, we weren't Ravens fans. So we were like,
okay.
Yeah, like, big deal. I think nowadays that'd be a bigger issue. Everything's on your phone.
Oh, guaranteed.
So they probably know exactly. But I guess technically we were banned for a year.
I mean, I've been banned from one spot at a bar that's even hard to get kicked out of. But yeah, I got the ban on that one, man. And then somebody had a birthday party there, one of our coworkers, maybe 6 months after the ban. And again, it's right behind my house. So, like, well, come to the party. I'm like, all right, man. So I basically had to sneak in and I kind of sat behind a plant and the more restaurant side than the bar side. And no one, if I walked into the bar, I know they'd throw me out instantly.
I will
so
say.
I'm sitting there like tucked between two plants at this table so that no one could see me. So it was hard to have a good time. Everyone's laughing and we're drinking and all that, but the whole time I'm just, you know, my head's on a swivel.
Like when I was a bartender, I banned one dude. Right. Just because he also lived in my neighborhood and he had done some work with my dad, like around the, you know what I mean? Like he was your typical neighborhood handyman.
Okay.
So it would just, who knows? I don't know what drugs he was into, blah, blah, blah. But he still owed my dad some money and like made a thing about it to the point of like, I was like 19 and I remember him knocking on the door and being like confrontational. So then one time when I'm bartending, he was one of those guys that would throw around like a dollar bill. Like it was some great thing.
Thanks.
And he ordered a Black Russian. So I gave him a Black Russian. Now, if you know anything about how drinks are made, Black Russian doesn't have cream in it. It's not a White Russian. It's smaller.
Right.
And he's going on and on. So I said, all right. Screw it. Just took the drink away. Say so he's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, whatever. But he forgets that I know him personally from other experiences. But yeah, he would come in like every 3 months and I would just either, even if I was at the end of the bar, you know, I'd be like, thrill, him, out. So like, if you ban somebody, like, that guy recognized your face. Yeah. Like, I get it because I've kind of been on the other side. I was like, I hated that guy so much, right? It was like, we would always throw him out.
Out now. But I'm just picking up the food, man. Bib comes over the top. I'm like, this guy's going to physically remove me from the Mount Washington Tavern.
Smaller bills, Miles.
Pizza, whatever the hell it was. What did someone do to get banned, fired, or kicked out? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.